Hey guys, today we're going to talk about hindering the apprehension of another and a good trick of the trade that I used to use all the time on motor vehicle stops. It was a really, really good tool to use. And what that is if you come to the class, the two-day course, we talk about how to separate drivers from passengers. What you want to do is if you think you have somebody who's hindering the apprehension of themselves or another, you want to determine the relationship between the two. So if you have a female driver, male passenger, you take her out of the car. She tells you his name's Steve Jones. You go back to him. He's telling you his name's Jim Jones. Then you go back to her. And you, even in the beginning, if you want to establish a relationship, like, hey, how do you know him? Oh, I've known him for 7 years. He's the father of two of my children. We've been dating since high school. We live together. If you think that she's lying about who he is, or let's say that she has the same name, but you can't figure out who he is. Let's call him Jim Jones. Let's say Jim Jones. She tells you his name's Jim Jones. He tells you his name's Jim Jones, but you can't find him in the system anywhere. That's the example. It's a better example to use. Now, if you think he's hindering, doesn't know his social, all that games, you know, the BS that everybody plays, I would go back to her and say, hey, look, I've established a relationship at this point with you two. You're the mother of two of his children. You live with him, you know, whatever it may be. Know that if I find out that you're lying about who he is, you are going to jail. You are being arrested for hindering the apprehension of another in the state of New Jersey. And that's right in the 229-3. I'm reading the book right now. And I would have a lot of times people go, I don't want to go to jail. That's really not who he is. Or I had some people who were the ride or die girls and they just went for it. And I was a man of my word when I found out the person who I was trying to figure out who they were had warrants and they were arrestable. At that point, it was, you're under arrest too. Sorry, lady, or vice versa. You may have a guy and girl situation switched around. You may have the guy lying about who the girl has had that too, plenty of times. And I just warn people, you lie about who they are, you provide false information who they are to me, you are going to be arrested as well. So that's a really good tool to use. I've even had brothers and sisters who played that game. I had the sister out of the car and I'd stop on Route 1 and I'm like, I don't think he's your brother that you're saying he is. How many brothers do you have? And she's like, well, I have three. And I'm like, let me tell you something. You don't seem like you've been to jail before. And I don't think you're trying to go to jail either. Now, I'm going to warn you. He's your brother. And I know you know the difference between this brother and your other brothers. If you're lying about who he is, you are getting arrested. I mark my words. I am not playing around with you. Now, if you're telling me the truth, that's fine. Be careful how you word it. Because if they are telling you the truth, you don't want to sound too over-aggressive. But I would give people fair warnings. Don't get mad at me if I find out you're lying, and then you'll be placed under arrest. And I remember that sister was like, okay, it's not him. I'll tell you who he is. It's my other brother, Joe. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. Of course, Joe had warrants. So hopefully that helps you guys out when you go on the road. You're trying to, remember, always keep those passengers and drivers separate when you're doing interviews on motor vehicle stops. If you're not comfortable having people get out of the car and talk to you off to the side of the roadway into a safety zone, you really should start practicing that. If you want to learn all these techniques and you see these guys posting on this group about their success stories, you know, the stuff that I teach really is things that were learned and experienced over 14 years as a very proactive police officer in my town, getting, you know, several thousands arrests out of it. So with that being said, guys, have a good night. If there's something you want me to touch on, let me know. If you are unclear about anything I'm talking about, and this goes for the guys who are in this group from out of state as well, you can use this tool too. I'm sure that your state code, your statutes have some kind of verbiage or wording that say the same thing. But with that being said, have a great night, guys.